Your YouTube back catalog is a knowledge base your audience cannot search yet. Turn the videos you already made into answers your subscribers can ask for with no new content. Roughly 1.9 million YouTube channels have 10,000 or more subscribers, and most of them are sitting on years of work that almost no one can reach. Fewer than 7% of videos on the platform are evergreen, meaning the rest go quiet within weeks of upload. In December 2025, YouTube cut long-form recommendation slots in the browse feed by about 80%, from roughly 12 slots to 2. So the algorithm that once resurfaced older videos mostly stopped. The variable that decides whether your back catalog compounds or stays buried is not more content or better upload timing. It is whether your archive can be queried. Your next growth move is not recording another video. It is making the ones you already have answerable. A channel with 10,000 plus subscribers is a knowledge base locked in the one format that cannot be searched. After YouTube cut long-form recommendations 80%, the archive only compounds when audiences can query it directly. Key points. About 1.9 million YouTube channels have 10,000 or more subscribers, and 57% of tracked channels at that scale were dormant as of December 2025, holding a full archive but publishing nothing from it. YouTube cut long-form recommendation slots in the browse feed by roughly 80% in December 2025. From about 12 slots to 2, removing the main way older videos got resurfaced. Fewer than 7% of YouTube videos are evergreen, so the discovery window for most content, including strong content, closes within weeks. A video strategy firm documented clients who published 47% fewer videos and saw total views rise 64% by shifting to search discoverable, structured content. YouTube is now cited in 29.5% of Google AI overviews, more than any other platform, but only for videos with clean transcripts and structured chapters. 85% of organizational knowledge is trapped in tacit formats, recordings, meetings, and videos, because these cannot be natively searched, indexed, or queried. Among 500-plus B2B marketers surveyed, organizations using AI to extract value from existing video reported 85% cost savings. Lessons learned. Treat your archive as a capital asset, not a shelf. The videos already exist. The unmet need is a layer that lets your audience ask them questions. Add transcripts and accurate captions first. Text is what search engines and AI answer boxes index, and it is the cheapest step with independent value. Stop equating publishing frequency with growth. The channels that structured their existing content beat the channels that just published more. Build the query layer over content you already own before producing anything new. Retrieval over your transcripts serves audience intent on demand without ongoing effort. Judge any AI knowledge tool by the quality of the content pipeline behind it, not the model name. Data preparation, not model selection, is where these systems succeed or fail. Why does your YouTube back catalog stop getting views? Call it what it is, a content moat you cannot get into. A channel with 10,000 plus subscribers has accumulated a body of work, often hundreds of videos, that represents years of answers to real questions. That archive is the asset. The problem is the medium. Video is the one knowledge format that cannot be natively searched, indexed, or queried, so the answers sit locked behind titles, thumbnails, and published dates. The scale of the buried archive is not a niche problem. About 1.9 million channels sit at 10,000 or more subscribers, and 57% of tracked channels at that scale were dormant as of December 2025, meaning they had not posted in the previous 30 days. They keep their subscriber bases and their view history. They produce nothing from the catalog they already own. Meanwhile, fewer than 7% of all YouTube videos are evergreen, so the default outcome for a video is a sharp, finite discovery window followed by silence. The buried archive is structural, not a creator failure. What does the data show about archive discoverability? The algorithm is no longer the resurfacing engine it once was. YouTube's December 2025 browse feed change cut long-form recommendation slots by roughly 80%, from about 12 slots down to 2. Creators felt it directly. Around August 2025, individual creators reported unexplained 30% viewership drops with no change to their content, tracked across major accounts. The value of an archive, in other words, is not decided by content quality. It is decided by discoverability infrastructure that the platform is steadily withdrawing. Search is where the latent value now sits. YouTube is cited in 29.5% of Google AI overviews, more than any other platform, with a roughly 200x advantage over its nearest video competitor. That citation does not come free. AI systems surface videos based on transcripts, chapter structure, and topical alignment. Not just metadata, so vague or poorly chaptered content gets deprioritized regardless of how good it is. The same video, structured, gets surfaced. Unstructured, it stays invisible. The most direct evidence that architecture beats volume comes from client performance data at a video strategy firm. Clients who published 47% fewer videos saw their total views increase by 64%, achieved by shifting toward evergreen, search-discoverable content designed to grow over 12 to 18 months. Publishing volume was not the variable. Content architecture was. What are creators and marketers reporting? The audience side of this is unambiguous. In a 2026 Wiseall survey, 84% of consumers said they want brands and creators to produce more video content. People arrive at a channel with a question. The archive already contains the answer. The gap is that they cannot ask it. Marketers who work with video at scale are converging on extraction over production. A January 2025 survey of more than 500 B2B marketers found that while nearly all considered video important, the ones getting results were the ones systematically pulling value out of video they had already recorded. Among organizations using AI video tools, 85% reported significant cost savings, 74% reduced outsourcing, and 68% reported higher quality outputs. The pattern is consistent across creator strategy and enterprise marketing. The work is already made. The unmet job is making it usable. What does turning an archive into knowledge actually look like? The abstract version of this argument is easy to nod along to. The concrete version is what changes how you run a channel. Here is what treating a back catalog as a knowledge base looks like across three organizations that did it in three different ways. B&Q, turning a video dump into a searchable library. B&Q, one of the UK's largest DIY and home improvement retailers, had built a large YouTube presence that functioned as a video dump rather than a discovery engine. Every day, its videos went up, drew a burst of views, and then went quiet, indistinguishable from the buried archive pattern that defines most channels. Working with a video strategy firm, B&Q rebuilt its library around the practical how-to questions real customers search for, organizing content by query intent instead of by publish order. Because of that restructuring, the catalog kept attracting viewers long after publication and generated compounding organic traffic with no ongoing production investment. The takeaway is that B&Q's library became searchable in the way a knowledge base is searchable, which is structurally identical to what a search engine does. Organize information around the question, not the publisher's preferences. Doxy. Enterprises mining video libraries instead of filming more. Doxy, an AI documentation platform serving more than 5,000 organizations, watched enterprise training teams sit on massive video libraries accumulated since 2020, none of it searchable or reusable. The normal move would have been to film more polished content at $15,000 to $40,000 per finished hour. Instead, organizations began converting existing recordings into structured, searchable text documentation. Because of that shift, enterprise demand for the video-to-documentation capability grew 300%. Consulting firms cut documentation time by 70%. Knowledge base adoption at client organizations rose 67%. And an hour of video that once needed 4 to 6 hours of manual transcription now processes in under 14 seconds. The analytical point is blunt. Organizations are treating existing video as a capital asset to be mined, not a cost center to be refunded. Goldcast survey, the industry scale version of the same choice. The B2B marketing field shows the pattern holds across sectors, not just in one vendor's client base. In a survey of more than 500 marketers across financial services, healthcare, and technology, nearly all respondents rated video important, yet most were still producing original content without systematically extracting value from what they had already filmed. The organizations that adopted AI video tools used them primarily to repurpose, pulling clips, transcripts, and summaries from recorded video. Because of that, 85% reported cost savings, 74% cut outsourcing, and teams reallocated an average of 30% of their outsourcing budgets to new initiatives. The choice between filming more and mining what exists is being made at industry scale, and the mining side is winning. What pattern emerges across these cases? Strip away the industries, and the same shape appears three times. In each case, the content already existed. The outcome changed only when someone added structure around it, and nobody's answer to how do we get more value was make more videos. B&Q reorganized around query intent. Doxy's clients converted recordings to searchable text. The B2B marketers extracted rather than produced. The unifying finding is that 85% of organizational knowledge is trapped in tacit formats, recordings, meetings, and videos, precisely because these are formats that cannot be natively searched. The asset is not the problem. The access layer is. What separates channels whose archives compound from those whose work stays buried? Zoom out from any single channel, and the divide is organizational, not creative. The channels and companies that pull ahead are not the ones with better cameras or more uploads. They are the ones that built a structure over their existing content so it keeps working. The dormant 57% still own their archives. What they lack is the layer that would let those archives answer anyone. What do creators and practitioners consistently report? Across creator forums and marketing surveys, the same complaints recur in two vocabularies. Creators say their old videos are collecting dust, that the algorithm stopped pushing their back catalog, and that their channel is a mess to navigate. Executives describe the same conditions as underutilized content assets, algorithmic amplification dependency, and content taxonomy problems. Both are describing a single failure. The audience cannot get to the knowledge. The recurring audience side question is the sharpest version of it. Some form of, can my subscribers ask questions about my videos without me being there? That question has no good answer on a raw YouTube channel, because a channel is a list of videos, not a knowledge base. What drives the gap between strong and weak outcomes? Do the math on the buried archive and the cost of the gap becomes obvious? Take a channel with 300 published videos averaging 12 minutes each. That is 60 hours of answers. On a raw channel, a new subscriber with a specific question can reach maybe one or two of those videos through search and titles before giving up. The documented pattern of people who bounce before they find the back catalog. The other 58 hours might as well not exist for that viewer. Now give the same archive a query layer, and all 60 hours become reachable through a single natural language question. The content did not change. The addressable surface went from two videos to 300. The enterprise numbers show the same compounding at scale. Inefficiency in knowledge access cost businesses an average of 25% of annual revenue, with employees spending 21% of total work time searching for information, and another 14% recreating information they already produced but cannot locate. For a $9 billion company, that math yields $2.4 billion in annual value loss. The channel version is smaller in dollars but identical in structure. Value already created, then lost because it cannot be found. What is the real variable behind archive to knowledge outcomes? Here is the reframe. The conventional view treats YouTube's success as a content volume and algorithm timing problem. So the assumed fix is always to publish more and post at the right hour. The evidence points somewhere else entirely. The variable that decides whether a back catalog compounds or stays buried is whether the archive can be queried. Video is the one knowledge format that cannot be natively searched. So a creator's years of answers sit locked in a medium the audience cannot ask questions of. Watch how the evidence lines up behind one cause. AI systems cite YouTube in 29.5% of Google AI overviews, but only for videos with clean transcripts and structured topical alignment, so identical content surfaces or vanishes based on structure alone. Clients who publish 47% fewer videos saw 64% more views once their content was organized around search intent. Enterprises mining existing video libraries cut documentation time 70% without filming anything new. None of these outcomes turned on content quality or content quantity. Every one of them turned on whether the content was structured to be retrieved. The barrier is the medium, not the message. The same body of work given a query layer stops being a shelf of videos and becomes a knowledge base that answers on demand. Your next growth move is not another upload. It is making the archive you already own answerable. What does a successful implementation look like? The clearest proof of the reframe is a podcast that turned a 400-episode archive into something an audience could talk to. Speaking Your Brand, a public speaking coaching business, had accumulated more than 400 recorded episodes searchable only by title or publish date, the exact buried catalog condition. The team built a retrieval augmented generation system over the existing transcripts using four commodity services, a RAG engine to query the transcripts, a language model API to phrase answers, a voice synthesis service, and a workflow automation tool. Because of that, companion podcast production dropped from 4 hours per episode to under 4 minutes, and the organization launched two automated services delivering personalized archive-sourced answers on demand. The organization created no new content. It created a new interface over content that already existed, and because the entire stack was low cost and off the shelf, the case isolates the real variable cleanly. The constraint being solved was architectural, not financial. The same architecture holds at enterprise scale, which matters for credibility. A large manufacturer's engineering team had years of internal research, reachable only through manual keyword search or institutional memory. So finding prior work on a question took senior staff multiple days. The organization put a natural language query layer over the internal knowledge base. Because of that, findings that once required multi-day archive searches now surface and synthesize in minutes. Set this beside the earlier B&Q and Doxy cases, and the pattern is impossible to miss. The value never came from new content. It came from the query layer placed over content that was already there. What is the economics of a queryable archive? Both sides of the ledger are large, and both point at the same variable. On the cost side, poor knowledge access is expensive at every scale. More than a quarter of organizations lose more than $5 million a year to poor data quality, 7% lose more than $25 million, and 43% of chief operations officers now rank data quality as their top data priority. Gartner puts the average company's annual loss from poor data quality at $12.9 million, and siloed knowledge slows cross-functional collaboration by up to 30%. The pattern is consistent. Value gets created, then bleeds away because it cannot be found or trusted. On the return side, organizations that built functioning knowledge systems showed 47% higher success in hitting their objectives, a 39% improvement in team speed and efficiency, and a 23% productivity lift measured as revenue per employee. The extraction economics are just as favorable. Enterprise demand for converting existing video to searchable documentation grew 300%, and the organizations doing it cut documentation time 70% at a fraction of the $15,000 to $40,000 per hour cost of new production. Two-thirds of enterprise AI adopters have already booked productivity gains. The catch sits underneath all of it. Gartner predicts 40% of agentic AI projects will fail by 2027, driven by inadequate data integrity, not weak models. The return is real, and it is gated entirely by whether the underlying content is structured. That is the same variable that decides whether your back catalog compounds. How do you make your YouTube back catalog searchable? The reframe sets the job. If the variable is whether your archive can be queried, the fix is a pipeline that turns existing video into retrievable, citable knowledge your audience can ask directly. This is where Tricky Wombat comes in. We build the audience-facing query layer over a creator's existing catalog, the layer the 1.9 million channels gated out of YouTube's experimental portraits feature cannot currently get. The point is not a clever model. The point is a pipeline that gets three things right. One, transcription and structure, not just a search box. Most tools stop at indexing raw captions or returning a timestamp, which finds a moment but does not answer a question. That is a navigation utility, not a knowledge product. We transcribe the full archive, then structure it into topical segments with chapter alignment and consistent metadata. Because AI systems surface and cite video based on transcripts and topical structure, not metadata alone. The pipeline builds the retrievable substrate first, since that is the step that decides whether anything downstream can find the right passage. 2. Retrieval over the archive, not a fine-tuned imitation. Most attempts to make content conversational reach for a custom-trained model, which is expensive, slow to update, and prone to inventing answers the archive never contained. We use retrieval augmented generation over the creator's own transcripts, the same architecture YouTube's own experimental portraits feature uses on creator content. Every answer is assembled from passages that actually exist in the videos, so the knowledge stays the creator's, not the model's approximation of it. 3. Citations back to the source video. Most AI answer tools return a fluent paragraph with no way to check it, which is how confident fabrications reach an audience. We tie every answer to the specific video and timestamp it came from, so a subscriber gets the answer in the exact clip that supports it. That closes the loop between a knowledge product and the body of work underneath it, and it sends viewers back into the archive instead of away from it. The pipeline runs continuously. As a channel publishes, new videos are transcribed, segmented, and folded into the retrievable index. Citations are re-verified against the source, and the knowledge base stays current without manual rework. The archive stops being a static shelf. It becomes a system that gets more answerable every time the creator uploads. The bottom line, every case here tells one story. B&Q doxies enterprise clients, the 500 B2B marketers, the 400-episode podcasts, the manufacturer's engineers, all of them already had the content, and value only appeared when someone added a layer that made it answerable. The videos were never the missing piece. The query layer was. The broader principle is the one that governs every AI knowledge system, from a creator's channel to a $9 billion company. Outcomes are decided by the structure of the information, not the sophistication of the model. 2/3 of enterprise AI adopters are already booking gains, while 40% of agentic projects are forecast to fail by 2027, and the line between the two groups is data integrity, not model choice. A back catalog is the same problem at creator scale. You are sitting on the asset. The only question is whether your audience can reach it. YouTube built a query layer for creator archives, called it Portraits, and handed it to a small selected group. The 1.9 million channels on the outside of that door do not have to wait for an invitation. The creators who make their existing work answerable will compound the archive they already own. The ones who keep chasing the next upload will keep watching their best work go quiet within a week. FAQ. Why do my old YouTube videos stop getting views? Fewer than 7% of YouTube videos are evergreen, so most content has a short discovery window that closes within weeks of upload. YouTube's December 2025 browse feed change also cut long-form recommendation slots by about 80% from roughly 12 to 2, removing the main way the algorithm resurfaced older videos. The archive is not underperforming because it is bad. It is underperforming because it is no longer being surfaced. How do I make my YouTube back catalog searchable? Start with transcripts and accurate captions, then add structured metadata and chapters, then build a retrieval query layer over the transcripts. AI systems cite YouTube in 29.5% of Google AI overviews, but only for videos with clean transcripts and clear topical structure. So text and structure are what make an archive findable. Each step delivers value on its own before you build the next. How can my audience find older videos on my channel? On a raw channel, they mostly cannot, which is why new subscribers tend to bounce before they reach the back catalog. A query layer over your transcripts lets a viewer ask a natural language question and get an answer drawn from any video in the archive. A public speaking podcast did exactly this with a 400-episode archive and now delivers personalized, archive-sourced answers on demand. What is the best AI tool to turn YouTube videos into a knowledge base? Judge tools by the content pipeline, not the model name. The ones that only return a timestamp solve navigation, not knowledge, and enterprise support bots are priced and built for B2B buyers rather than a creator's audience. The capability that matters is retrieval over your own transcripts with answers cited back to the source video, which keeps the knowledge yours rather than a model's approximation. What is YouTube Portraits and how do I get access? YouTube Portraits, announced December 16, 2025, is an experimental feature that builds AI chatbots from a creator's public transcripts, titles, and metadata using retrieval augmented generation on Google's Gemini model. It is limited to a small group of selected creators and to U.S. users age 18 and over on desktop. Most channels cannot get access, which is why an independent query layer over your own archive is the practical route. How do I turn my YouTube channel into a chatbot for my audience? Ingest your existing video transcripts as a knowledge base, then run retrieval augmented generation over them so answers are assembled from passages that actually exist in your videos. A coaching podcast built this on 4 off-the-shelf services and cut companion production from 4 hours to under 4 minutes, with no new content created. The build is architectural, not capital intensive. Does publishing more videos grow my channel faster? Not reliably. A video strategy firm's clients published 47% fewer videos and saw total views rise 64% by shifting to search discoverable, structured content designed to grow over 12 to 18 months. Volume was not the growth variable. Content architecture was. Why is so much of my video content effectively invisible? Because video is the one knowledge format that cannot be natively searched, indexed, or queried. 85% of organizational knowledge is trapped in such tacit formats, recordings, meetings, and video, for exactly this reason. The content exists, the access layer does not, so the answers stay locked behind titles and dates. What does it cost a business when knowledge is hard to find? Knowledge access inefficiency costs businesses an average of 25% of annual revenue, with employees spending 21% of work time searching for information and 14% recreating what they cannot find. More than a quarter of organizations lose over $5 million a year to poor data quality, and 7% lose more than $25 million. The loss is value already created, then lost because it cannot be retrieved. Is it worth extracting value from old video instead of making new video? The market is moving that way decisively. Enterprise demand for converting existing video into searchable documentation grew 300%, and organizations doing it cut documentation time 70% versus the $15,000 to $40,000 per hour cost of new production. Among 500-plus B2B marketers, 85% of those using AI extraction tools reported significant cost savings.